this year, by the end of the year, we're projected to do around $30 million in total revenue.
Welcome to Founder Stories, a show about ordinary people on a journey to build their own exceptional businesses. I'm Brian Scudamore, founder and CEO of O2E Brands. We're home to 1-800-GOT-JUNK, Wow One Day Painting, and Shack Shine. I started my business hauling junk as an 18-year-old paying his way through college. 30 years later, we're 250 franchises strong. I've learned a few lessons along the way, the most important one being that it's all about people. And I mean all about people. So I'm on a mission to uncover the founder's stories of some of our most inspiring people. From the decisions that lead them to take the leap, to the celebrations and lessons that follow. They say friendship and business don't always mix, but there are exceptions to every rule. And sometimes those exceptions lead to the biggest successes, like winning Franchise of the Year for 4 years running. This is Josh's story.
Okay, Josh. So give me your intro. Who's Josh?
Yeah, Josh Heron here from Kansas City. I'm a franchise owner of multiple 1-800-GOT-JUNK locations. I'm also a franchise owner at You Move Me, a local moving company.
Awesome. Well, hey, great to have you on the line today. Awesome chance for our audience to get to know who you are as a founder. Now, clearly, you've got an interesting story that I know that we'll sort of tease out here today, but you are a founder. So let's start at the beginning. Take me way back. You know, tell me about your childhood. Give me a little bit of a sense of who Josh was as a kid.
So, yeah, I'm from Kansas City, born and raised, grew up in a place called Lenexa, Kansas, grew up from middle class family. You know, we're really entrepreneurial. Both of my parents were in the nonprofit sector, but they always, you know, had a bit of an entrepreneurial drive starting small businesses. My dad was really awesome and kind of giving us opportunities during the summer to explore, you know, what we liked, you know, whether it was in business or in sports. And did a ton of sports, but you know, in the summertime it was time to work. And I think it was my seventh grade summer, I had the opportunity to open up a snow cone shop. I remember the first time that we finished kind of for the day, and my dad popped by and he said, "How'd it go today, boys?" And you know, we told him, "Oh, it was great." And I think we made like $15 to $20 or something like that. And he asked what his cut was. And we were surprised because we were, you know, we thought, well, we did all the work, you know, we stood out here all day long and we did the snow cones, you know, why do you get anything? And he said, well, somebody has to buy the syrup. Somebody had to pay for the machine, you know, you guys need more syrup, don't you? And that was kind of my first lesson in gross margin.
So entrepreneur to entrepreneur, founder to founder, I love hearing stories of kids starting businesses and learning lessons about profits at a young age, that the materials aren't free and your dad's taking a cut, which is awesome. Now tell me, as a kid running a business, what was the feeling for you? What did you love about running a little business?
At that time, making money. I wish there was a better way to say that or a sexier way.
Sure.
Something that was cuter than that, but at the end of the day, you know, it was means to an end for me. I think really what I learned was that everything's possible. If you really want something, there's a way to get it. It's not, we can't get this, it's how can we get this.
So let's go to, let's shift gears a little bit here. How did you connect with 1-800-GOT-JUNK? I got to think that your parents helping to give you an idea on snow cones. When this idea came around, they were probably like, what? You know, where did this idea to be a part of 1-800-GOT-JUNK come from?
Yeah, so great story here. I'm in college at a small private Christian university called Mid-American Nazarene University. I just got a football scholarship there. I was living with a buddy of mine from high school, and he owned his own landscaping business at the time and was in this networking group. And he met a franchise partner for 1-800-GOT-JUNK there. The guy's name was Andrew Wilson, who's a really close friend of mine now. Kyle came home and said, you know, I met this guy. He's got some summer work if you're interested, which I absolutely was. I had no idea how I was going to pay for myself to live. I had just left a job at selling fitness memberships, and Andrew was kind enough to offer me, you know, my first opportunity at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It was me and my buddy. You know, we got started, and I remember the first job that I went on, Andrew, you know, picks us up, hopped into the truck with him, and went to our first job, which was, you know, a backyard full of lumber from a deck tear out. And so it wasn't the easiest job in the world, but it was kind of got us started. We loaded it all in the truck. And I remember the first time we drive to where we're going to offload the stuff. And I get my gloves on because I think we're going to go hand offload it. And then I recognize at that time that the truck had a dump bed that actually lifted by a button. And I felt so much relief and happiness. because I thought we were going to have to stick our hands in wood and nails, and it just all dumped out. And at that point I was like, wow, I really like this job. That was how we got started.
Yeah. But now, you know, now you're an owner. Now you've got an empire. How did you become an owner?
Yeah. So, you know, I worked the first summer with Andrew. Second summer, I get a call kind of in April, and Andrew's like, hey man, love to have you back. Next summer, you know, this is my senior year of school, and I'm thinking, well, you know, I love the job. I was really wanting to work out. I wanted to have a great last senior season, you know, for football, which I had a scholarship for. And so I'm like, well, you know, I definitely can work some. I'm not exactly sure how much I can do. You know, I have a lot going on. And he's like, well, look, I'll put you in charge of recruiting our team for this year. And instead of, you know, you having to work on the trucks all the time, if you can just bring me good people, man, I'll be able to pay you for that. And we kind of figured out a deal, what it would call, you know, what he would give me per person I brought in. And I thought, awesome. So I went to my coach and I held a team meeting and asked if I could speak. And he gave me the floor, and I was able to recruit. I think I recruited like 12 to 14 people, which was way over what Andrew expected me to be able to bring in. So he's kind of shocked, but they were really good, awesome, hardworking college students. And that summer, I mean, we had our best summer ever at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it really, you know, my ability to bring in people and his ability to capitalize on the talent that was in the room, you know, led us to be able to work together after I left school. You know, he was in Afghanistan because he's in the military. Andrew was in the military. And Andrew's in Afghanistan. And I get a phone call from his wife letting me know that this position was coming open to run the business. And I really got the opportunity at that point to kind of see a different side of 1-800-GOT-JUNK from the operations room. At that point, I had only been a truck team member. But a long story short, Kansas City at that point was three different franchises. And one of the other franchise owners, his name was Tyler, and he was who became my business partner for all of the 1-800-GOT-JUNKs I own, as well as You Move Me and all the other businesses we started over the years. And you know, Tyler and I met, and we got together, and we were able to build a really good relationship. And him and I started to, you know, buy out the, you know, first and foremost, got Tyler into Kansas City, and then together collectively started buying out the rest of the Kansas City market. And then we started kind of buying businesses from there, and have had a ton of success and a lot of fun kind of learning as we go and grinding our way to, you know, what we have is nine companies at this point.
Wow. All starting with just a call from Andrew, working out in the trucks, to one day not just being someone hauling junk, but somebody building nine businesses. Now, tell me, give me a sense of revenue of your nine businesses combined.
This year, by the end of the year, we're projected to do around $30 million in total revenue. We'll employ over 300 you know, teammates here at 1-800-GOT-JUNK and You Move Me. And we've been so lucky to get so many good people in our doors that have allowed us to continue to expand. And, you know, if you would have asked me, Brian, you would have said, hey, Josh, you know, did you see that this was going to be, you know, what would happen when you first got into it? I would say absolutely not. I wish I would have. I didn't have that kind of foresight. But I tell you, man, I've just been super lucky, and then be able to see an opportunity that's really changed my life. And you know, Brian, you and I were speaking not too long ago, and 1-800-GOT-JUNK has been just an incredible experience to learn about business and people, and really give us a platform that we can continue to grow as leaders and build companies that are not only good community-oriented businesses, but also profitable entities that allow me a lifestyle that I wouldn't have ever dreamed of having. So super fortunate to be in the system.
You are so humble when you say you've been lucky, because I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur. We both know that we make our own luck. And I think you've worked incredibly hard and surrounded yourself with amazing people. That's one of the things that I appreciate most in you and your partner, Tyler, is how you've just brought in great people and helped elevate them to become owners. Give me an example of someone's life you've changed, because I know you're changing lives through leadership, through giving some of your truck team members opportunities like what you had with Andrew, an opportunity for ownership. Tell me how you've done that with others.
Yeah, so the first person that comes to my mind is Aaron Hosack. This is a guy who played in the NFL, you know, went to a big time Big Ten university, was a star wide receiver on their team, had a training camp with Minnesota Vikings and then training camp with the New Orleans Saints, spent years in Germany playing for NFL Europe, and had come back to Kansas City where he was going to be a coach at a junior college. That didn't end up turning out for him, and he was then going back to get his education so he could become a teacher. And in the meantime, he shot us an email just saying he was looking for a job. At that point, the job was paying about 10 bucks an hour. And at 10 bucks an hour, we were able to get a guy like Aaron Hosack. This is a 6'6" mountain of a man who is just kind and respectful and hardworking. And over the next few years, I think Aaron cleaned carpet for us in a carpet cleaning business we had. He moved furniture in a moving business we had, and he hauled junk for us. So he did a little bit of everything because, you know, he was just so good and we were looking for good people, and he was just such a good leader, and he was so willing to help that it was an honor to be able to offer him with the privilege to be a franchise partner with one of our first locations we bought, you know, after the Kansas City merger, and that was Omaha, Nebraska. I think he now owns, you know, 6 or 7 different businesses, which is fantastic. And this all came from him starting on a truck, exemplifying great leadership, being a great teammate, and delivering an exceptional customer service.
Well, if you could see me right now, I got this massive smile, this huge grin on my face that I can't wipe off, because I just feel the pride in what you guys are building in the right way. When we talk about ordinary to exceptional, taking the ordinary business of, say, junk removal and making it exceptional through great people, you guys exemplify that. You do it each and every day with the people you've brought on board. And I've met Aaron, and I sure wouldn't want to play football with the guy, but man, I'd go to the wall for him on business any day. What an amazing leader. So you've been building this $30 million empire. You've been hiring these awesome young leaders. Tell me about a time, there must have been a time, early days where you've put everything on the line. You're no longer playing college ball. You're building a business, but you got to be questioning your decision. Was there a moment in time where you just went, what am I doing here?
There was a lot of moments in time, to be honest with you. I wish I could say, nope, I always knew and I always believed, but you know, that wouldn't be authentic. You know, I can think of a lot of different times, but what sticks out to me is it's the recession. I think it's 2009, like towards the end of 2009. And I live in this condo downtown. And, you know, Tyler and I aren't making a ton of money at that time. You know, we're trying to build a business. We're grinding every day, him and I together on the trucks. I remember one specific time, I live in this high rise downtown. My first big purchase, I bought a condo, which was a stupid, stupid move. And I would tell my 23-year-old self, don't ever do that again. But at the time, it felt like the right decision. So I bought this condo that was way too expensive for me. And I, you know, I'm in there with other young professionals and guys who are wearing suits and ties to work every single day. And it's a particularly hard day, you know, I think towards the end of the year. And I was just, you know, I had stuff all over my clothes. It looked like I had been working in a construction debris for like the last, you know, 8 hours, which I think I might have been. A lot of drywall on my shirt. And I'm riding this elevator, and I have probably about 6 of the other people in the condo looking at me like, what is this guy doing here? I don't know if I stunk or whatever it may have been, but they weren't impressed, I can tell you that. And I remember walking out of the elevator feeling a bit defeated, but, you know, shoot a couple texts to Tyler, my business partner, and him and I kind of rallied together and we got through it. And what I recognized at that point is that those difficult moments, man, those are so valuable for us as entrepreneurs. Like, because once you come out of that, you recognize that most people quit in those situations. Mm-hmm. And if you have the ability to continue to push through when you have the adversity that's, you know, pulling you down, but you can move through that barrier, you're so much stronger because of that. And so I was grateful for the feeling because it really helped me develop into who I am today.
It's a classic WTF, willing to fail moment. It makes us stronger and we wouldn't have changed history if we could. So something that's just swirling around in my mind, I love to ask people is just what's your gift? Everybody in business, every entrepreneur I've met has a gift, just something they excel at beyond anyone else they've ever met. What's yours?
I believe that my gift is my belief that others can do better than what they're doing today. And the ability to help them see what that looks like and being able to ultimately motivate them to accomplish what they believe, what they want to accomplish, you know, because I've had those poor moments where I don't feel like I'm good enough or I'm not exactly where I want to be and found the way to push through myself, and being able to pass that along has been a gift that I feel like I have, that I'm uniquely qualified to have. And, you know, there's so many times where, you know, people will walk in with that same look on their face, the same look that I had on my face 10, 20, 12 years ago, you know, 10 or 12 years ago when I'm riding the elevator up into my apartment. I see that face on a regular basis, unfortunately, and the ability to recognize that, bring those people in and just have a really honest, authentic conversation with them that helps them kind of re-engage, find, you know, their motivation, and then send them back out in the world different than when they walked into the doors. You know, I'd say that's it for me.
Yeah, and I think you've got a phenomenal talent, and I'm not just saying this so that it's on record, but you really do have a gift for recruiting, for finding great people and finding a belief in them, inspiring them to find their own path along with you. And it goes to our whole philosophy at O2E Brands about building something bigger and better together. And every one of your people that I meet, whether it's Bryce in Salt Lake or Aaron in Omaha, you and Tyler and your entire team do such an amazing job with taking people that used to be a part of football or whatever sport or passion in life and finding a path through business that sometimes is equally exciting. So the question I have to ask is, you're playing college football. You got Aaron, who used to play for the Vikings. You've got all these people that are winning in sport. How do you trade in football and that childhood dream for entrepreneurship, for junk removal and for moving?
That's a good question. And I think there's not probably going to be one single answer for this, but I'll take a shot at it. So the best thing that I think we recognize is that everything we do from a business standpoint really boils down to team and teamwork and the willingness to put yourself on the line for your brother or your sister. And that's really normal to us as athletes. And, you know, especially to me as a football player, you can't be scared of hard work. Like, if you're going to be successful in anything, that's kind of the number one principle. It's going to be hard. It's going to be hard work. It's not supposed to be easy. If it was easy, everybody'd be successful. And that's our philosophy. That's always been our philosophy, that if we can all stay together and work together and build together, there's nothing that we won't be able to accomplish. And, you know, sports qualifies you for understanding how to work in that environment. If you were a good teammate, you're probably a great fit for what we're doing at 1-800-GOT-JUNK, just because everything's so team oriented.
So success 5 years from now, give me a sense of your vision. If you're building something bigger and better together and accomplishing the impossible, what does 5 years out look like for you and Tyler?
For us, it's always been about providing opportunities for other people to help them become successful. And then the byproduct of that is, of course, some success for us. But if we can continue to expand our footprint, I see several more businesses that can be opened, you know, over $100 million in sales, and really living a life that you know, based off helping other people reach their dreams, see and realize their vision. And, you know, if we can do that, I'm going to be really, really happy. And I know there's a lot, it's going to take a lot of work to get there. But one thing that I'm certain of is that, you know, I'm super, you know, fortunate to have, you know, a wife at home that supports me, a business partner like Tyler, because those, my flaws are his absolute gifts. And together we're able to build really, really great things that, you know, benefit lots of people.
If you could go back in time to a conversation with yourself, you're at the snow cone machine making 25 cents a pop, what would you tell yourself about the future, about your future and what it was going to look like?
I would tell myself, don't ever give up, stay positive, attitude is everything, focus on the small things, and you'll make a big success.
Very cool. Well, Josh, you are an inspiration to me and to everyone who's a part of the O2E Brands family. I know you didn't talk a second about awards, but you've won more awards than most franchise partners will ever win in a lifetime. And you guys have done an exceptional job with leadership. So thank you very much for sharing your passion, and look forward to seeing you at some point in the near future.
I'm Brian Scudamore. I always love hearing founder stories. What resonated with you? I'd love to hear from you. Send me a note on Instagram or Facebook. I'll be back next week with another episode of Founder Stories.